The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
This sounds like for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. I think they should sue. I mean, obviously, we only heard a small bit of that. And Katy Perry doesn't even need a defender, but that's a ridiculous lawsuit.
Yeah. Just because of that.
And partly, I mean, I think you and I might be a little more sensitive to it because people steal jokes all the time.
All the time. Yeah. It happens all the time.
There's this guy that used to work here named Rokan. joining us now in studio is, you know, this is a great Chicago business, frankly, and I was on this baby early. Lifeway Kefir. Can you lean into that microphone for me and say hello?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Tell everybody your name.
Julie Smolansky.
And Julie, your company is what?
Lifeway Foods, Lifeway Kefir. Many of us, many of our listeners know, your listeners know us here in Chicago for over 30 years.
And I was telling off the air that in the mid-90s, I was one of the early folks on this, relatively early anyway. And
you're
I love
influencer.
It.
You're an influencer.
Yeah, yeah. Before there was an internet. So what are you doing now? You got a new thing?
We got a couple new things. We have a lot of great new things. We have a new plant-based line called Plantiful because all of our customers have said we want a dairy-free option to your kefir. And so we had to go and innovate, and it took us about 4 years to get this product perfect. And
what's the process?
Really good.
You have people in a lab, and you stand around, you come up with something, and go try this.
Basically, yeah.
So does the family do that?
Yeah, we do that. I mean, we play around in our kitchen. We do a lot of experiments. Our refrigerators are like laboratories, basically. There's a lot of do not touch experiments in the process.
Are you a taster?
I am. I'm a taster. A lot of people are tasters.
Are your taste buds developed in a way that you can be fair about this? Like, you know what you like, you know what you don't like?
You've had a lot of
Lifeway in your life.
Yes. I was the first guinea pig when I was 11, 10 even. My parents started playing around with the recipe. And this is my grandmother's recipe. And it's been passed down many generations.
And where's your grandmother from?
Originally from the Soviet Union.
Right.
From the Caucasus Mountains in the Ukraine
right.
area. And we immigrated in 76 and came to Chicago.
So is she a legend there for her concoctions of...
I don't know. All the grandmas are legends there.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
They're babushkas. So when we immigrated and we came to Chicago, my parents said one thing that's missing in America was kefir. And so they decided to create Lifeway and create the recipe. And
well, we've had tremendous success.
We are the leaders of kefir in the country and around the world now. We export to Mexico, Canada, the UK,
wow.
Dubai, Asia. And
where else in the world is it super popular?
Throughout Europe, it's very popular.
Okay.
It's a staple. And the great thing is that, you know, our ancestors intuitively knew in their gut that this was a good product, that this made them feel better. They said it was a gift from the gods, they considered. And they thought that it had the opportunity to heal your body. And now all the research and science is proving that. And
is it the probiotic piece that's a big
yes.
deal?
The probiotics really support the microbiome, and they put all the good bacteria back into the gut. And now we're even learning that the gut can help improve, you know, a healthy gut is important for mental health, that kefir can actually help reduce stress, depression, anxiety. All of these things come from the gut. And that
wow.
idea of, like, butterflies in your stomach, there's truth to that. And
well, I know that you guys sponsor Lollapalooza.
We do. I'm so excited. I think we have some tickets to give away today. But, yeah, we're going to be at the Kids of Palooza stage. We are presenting the kids stage, and we've really been a part of the Kids of Palooza for, I think, since they started doing it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. And, I mean, I really believe that music, it makes you feel less alone. It brings people together. It creates community. And it's one of those things that you can put into your self-care toolbox the way that kefir is and Lifeway is. We can also, you know, look to these other, you know, things that we build in community.
Now, it's interesting, you're sponsoring Lollapalooza again this year because
yes.
Each year at this time, we do a game here on the station. It's a Lollapalooza band or a band I was in because I've been in many, many, many bands. And I'm going to give you one, and let's see if you can play the game, okay?
Okay.
The band is Depressed Gut. Was that a Lollapalooza band or a band I was in? I'm just curious. Yeah. Probably a band I was in, don't you think?
I believe it.
Yeah, it was a band I was in. That's exactly
true.
Right.
True.
All right, I'm going to try.
We're doing like some yoga there, so come and do yoga with us. And we've got a ton of activities for the kids. And kids under the age of 10 get in free with adults. So I always bring my kids, and then I have my sitter waiting to take the kids. And then
you stay for the rest of them?
Exactly. Okay, that's the pro tip.
How old are your kids?
11 and 9. Yeah, so they've been like, they grew up at the kids stage.
Right? Yeah.
And we'll have all the Plantiful, all the new things, products for kids. We've got this little plant-based line for kids now in a pouch.
A squeezy.
And it's so fun. And, you know, for the people who need to go dairy-free, we have an option.
All right, so it's called Plantiful. In my hand, I hold the tropical fruit, low calorie count, frankly, 120 calories. And no dairy, no juice, and all the probiotic benefits. So I've been shaking this bad boy for a while now.
It's ready.
John, you tried the coconut?
I have coconut vanilla and mixed berry. I have tried the coconut vanilla, and I love coconut water. This is really good.
I'm so glad.
Have you tried the mixed berry yet?
No, I'm going to do that now. I wanted to save that for on the air.
It's a hard product to formulate because it's not, you know, dairy. And kefir for 2,000 years was made by fermenting milk. So now we're fermenting a plant-based line. So it's different, but, you know.
I like the tropical fruit.
Yeah. It's
you know why? Because it tastes like tropical fruit.
Yeah.
It does. And it's great after a workout or just a snack or breakfast with granola and smoothies. I've been making a lot of great smoothies with it. And actually, you can get it in stores at, we have three stores in Chicago, the Kefir Shop stores. There's one at the Mart at Block 37 and one in Wicker Park. And we're even putting some CBD oil in it, in the smoothies in the stores.
And by the way, for people, again, because there's such incredible amounts of misinformation out there, CBD oil is an extract. CBD oil is not weed. CBD
right.
oil does not make you high.
Right. It's just the
CBD medicine. Oil has become like,
it's not the THC. It's
exactly.
Right.
You have to combine them all together.
Our stores. And so you can get that in Chicago in our Kefir Shop stores and have that little.
This is very good.
This is really good. I have the coconut vanilla. And this is 110 calories.
Here's another one then. I'd like to see you get up to 220. And for those who don't mind dairy,
drink our kefir.
Right.
Actually, a really great line that we just launched also is a whole milk line with real fruit, and it tastes so good. It's like as close as owning your own cow and milking it and then making your own fruit preserves and blending all that together.
That's another band
really
I was
good.
In, John, my own cow.
I was going to say, that's
so all right, good. So we have a pair of Lollapalooza tickets.
Yes, we do.
And how would you like to give them away?
I don't know. What's the game? Are we doing guests?
We could do a band I was in or a Lollapalooza band. Or we could also say, could you tell us the name of any of your original line of kefir products?
Oh.
I'm asking you, could you?
I could.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because you're the
so
taster.
Many. Holy cow.
Yeah, no, let's do that. A band I was in or a Lollapalooza band. First correct caller, 312-981-7020. We'll play the game for Lollapalooza tickets in just a second. And the kid stage is where you guys will be centered, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
come find me. Do yoga with us.
Do we have to do yoga?
I mean,
it's good for you.
It's good for you.
Yeah, it's good.
What if we can't bend?
You can have others bend for you.
Okay. Dave, will you come with me?
No. Not for that. I mean, I'll go and do my own yoga, John, but I'm I got to help you bend.
How about we throw in a bonus, too?
Okay.
Your kefir cookbook.
Let's do that. Yeah, I wrote a cookbook. It's called The Kefir Cookbook. And it's a great little recipe collection of
stuff you can make with kefir.
All the things, yeah.
Favorite one?
Oh my gosh! Well, that's very hard to say. I really like the Brussels sprout salad. Actually, when we were on the book tour, we made that almost every place, and everyone loved that. But there's a lot of they're great smoothies.
Where does the kefir come in for the Brussels sprout salad?
The dressing.
Oh,
the
sure.
Dressing. It's so good.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
That's great.
And what's your favorite smoothie?
I love making our kefir with like kale, bananas,
yes.
some CBD oil, some extra fruit. That's like, really good.
You say, like the word kale, smoothie. You say the word kale, it's like an obscene phone call for Dave. That's how much he likes kale.
I'm the only one, the lone voice in the wilderness here.
Right.
It's good for you. And it's a, you know,
it's great.
So
yeah.
good for you.
Oh, all right. So you get
antioxidants.
You get a copy of Julie's cookbook, The Kefir Cookbook, which, by the way, you can still buy. So would it kill you to go out and buy a couple of copies and give them to your friends? Come on,
that's
please.
That's right.
We'll come back and do that in just a second. Okay? Is it a band I was in or a Lollapalooza band? John, Mike, Joe, and Michael are all standing by.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, Julie, we're ready to play.
Do it.
For your cookbook and also for tickets to the incredibly sold out, so sold out, it's extra sold out, Lollapalooza this weekend. And Julie Smolensky.
That's right.
That's close.
You got it.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
It looks hard, but it's easy.
Yeah, that's right. Settle down. So let's see. Let's go with John here in Cicero. John, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, John, you know the concept. This is a big, big prize. This is Lollapalooza tickets and the cookbook as well. Is it a band I was in or a Lollapalooza band? Are you ready to play?
I am.
The band is... You can cut the tension with a knife here, can't you? No? Not so much? I thought you could. The band is Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
That is a Lollapalooza band.
That's absolutely a Lollapalooza band, and you're going.
Ooh, congratulations.
Awesome.
That's a Lollapalooza band featuring Slash, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
wow.
It is.
Okay, wow. Yeah, well, I know, because I just said it.
Well, you didn't say Slash and Miles, featuring Miles Kennedy in the...
Good point.
You know, you're down to one ticket, pal, and if this continues, you're not going to have any. Let's see how smart you are. Let me give you one more. God, there's so many bands at Lollapalooza. It really is crazy, the number we're talking about here. By the way, where are you headed today? Where are you going right now?
I'm actually in Cicero for work.
Okay. What do you do?
I do mosquito abatement.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're busy. All right, here's another band. And this is for...
Bugs. We love bugs.
Right?
So he's an attorney?
Yes, that's exactly right. This is a different prize package because you've already won. The Psychotic Baristas. The Psychotic Baristas. Is that a Lollapalooza band or a band I was in?
Band you were in.
I was very good at this game. Congratulations.
Good.
You've won nothing extra because you don't deserve it. Hey, man, thank you for listening. Hold on. The rest of you hold on because we're going to keep playing the game. Let's see. That's Mark and Mike and Joe and Michael. But let's remind people again, where do we get our kefir?
Well, you can get it at any grocery store. Jewel, Dominic.
Including
no
the
Dominic.
Plantiful?
I totally forgot. No, that word
all right.
That come out.
That's all right.
We should update you on some of this information.
It's all right.
You can get it at the A&P, though, right?
You're very, very busy.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that include Plantiful?
Plum.
Plantiful's in there
so
as well?
It will
or do you
start.
Have to go just to Dominic's for Plantiful?
Oh, my God.
No, Plantiful, go to the stores.
Go to the stores. Go to the kefir shop right now for Plantiful, but we'll start seeing it in distribution throughout the country.
And can you get it this weekend at Lollapalooza for you?
You can get it at Lollapalooza, okay. Yep. Right. Come visit us at the Chowtown at Kidsapalooza. We'll have a lot of samples of all the new things. And then ask for it in the stores. Ask for Plantiful in the stores if you want to see a new plant-based version of our kefir line, a dairy-free, vegan-friendly version. Ask for it.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Congrats on all the success.
Me. Thank you.
Let me do a couple more here before we go to the news. It's Mark in the city. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
I'm doing fine, man. Thank you for listening. You ready to play Lollapalooza band or a band I was in? The band is Popcorn Butter. Popcorn Butter. Is that a band I was in or a Lollapalooza band?
I think that was your band, wasn't it?
It was my band. Congratulations.
Wow.
Hold the line. We'll tell you what you want off the air. Mike is in Mount Prospect. Mike, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
The band, Mike, is Win and Woo. Win and Woo. Win and Woo.
That was the band you were in.
It's incorrect, my friend. That's a Lollapalooza band.
Wow.
Oh, man. You were so close, Mike. So, so very close. Joe's on the south side. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
The band is Extra Gluten. Extra Gluten, is that a band I was in or a Lollapalooza band?
I'm going to guess that that's the band that you starred in.
Right, it's the band I was in. Right. Yeah, because I love the gluten.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for extra gluten.
Hold on.
A little dinner roll right now myself.
Yeah, we got something for you. Hold on, and let's do one more. Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, and you?
I'm doing fine. The band's Boombox Cartel. Boombox Cartel, is that a band I was in or Lollapalooza band?
Lollapalooza.
Very good.
Wow.
How did you know that?
At top of my head, John, because I think you were in Harry and the Hemorrhoids, weren't you?
John was. I was not in that band.
I did, yeah. I was.
Yeah, John was in that band. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember those pillows you used to give away?
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Donuts. I won't eat donuts today.
All right, Michael. Yes. Michael, hold on. You're a winner, too. We'll tell you what those prizes are off the air for everybody in just a second. And we need a break before the news. Quick break. We're back with the news in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next.